Okay, good morning everybody. This is the official opening of the first meeting of the Accounting Standards Advisory Forum, known by everybody already as ASAF. Thank you very much for coming to London. For some of you, it was a very short trip. For others, it was a very long one, coming from all parts of the world. We are very excited about this occasion. It is a very important step in the evolution of our the framework in which we IFB work with our constituents around the world. We felt it was necessary to create a new body to be able to have in-depth technical discussions with as many of our constituents as possible, to get feedback in a timely fashion, to ensure that we take everything on board that needs to be taken on board, and by doing so also create a favorable environment for the adoption of our standards, which in most parts of the world does not follow automatically, but needs extensive discussion. And we feel by creating this this group, we can have the discussions that are necessary. Also for countries which are not yet in a position to adopt our standards, such as the United States, still extremely important as we are finishing our convergence projects, which will keep us busy until at least the end of this year, but to keep us close communication about our mutual standards as possible. Also for that reason, this is a very important setting. Just leaving alone that by now I have heard that more than 1,000 companies are already using IFRS while listing in the United States, so there is an incredible motivation and importance to do work together in this group. I'm very grateful for you to come over at such short notice. It is very important that we got together as quickly as possible, so that we could start our discussions on the conceptual framework, which we are working on and for which we have a rather tight timeline. So thank you very much for coming over, and we'll have our first in-depth discussions later on today. Actually, we'll start in about half an hour. I'm also would like to express my gratitude to the advisory council that we already have. They have embraced the concept of ASAP from the very beginning and are fully supportive of this initiative, and want this to be a success. We as ISB are determined to make this into a success. We really need this forum. That is also a reason why, while we wanted it to be as inclusive as possible, that we also did not want it to become too big, so that it would become sort of the United Nations organization, which is very useful, but where if you have too many participants, you cannot have the in-depth discussions that we hope to have with you. Well, having said that, I would like to invite you to we'll send you memorandum of understanding, which symbolizes the cooperation that we are going to have with each other in the next couple of years. And I would like to invite you to sit here with me and sign the MOU, have a photo taken, so that we have a momentum for eternity. Leslie, may I invite you first?
Before you sit down, I said, in a complete pain. I've just realised there's all that horrible scaffold behind you. I thought maybe if you don't mind, if we just change
these two seats. We put the blinds down.
Why don't we put the blinds down?
I don't mind. I
think that's it.
I can move it out, yeah.
You cannot deny that.
That's right. So, the plan was basically both of you,
and I sign only once. Yeah, everybody.
So do you want me to do that again?
Ian, did you listen to what we were saying?
Somebody else might.
Change it, I don't get another system like
cyber. Well, you can check it, it's correct.
You're not going.
That's a couple of
Fun now?
Yep.
No, well, first.
Get down to this. One more day. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Roger.
Okay.
Who's next? You. Alexander.
Okay, so
Clement.
Japanese, yeah, that's, I would prefer that.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Good?
Yeah.
Left-hander in the group.
Smile. Safe. Obviously, you will all get a copy with a picture. I think we're done. All right, thank you.
Quite good. Then there.
I think somebody needs to warn Mary Coker. Kenny, can you warn Mary Coker that we are starting? Well, I think then we can, after all the formalities, start with our actual work and to start our discussions on conceptual framework, which came out number one on the wish list of everybody when we consulted our constituents as to the future agenda. Everybody felt that it was very important to complete our revision of the conceptual framework. Two big questions that needed to be answered, particularly measurement, which is currently just a neutral list, of possible measurement techniques in our conceptual framework. The meaning of OCI, if there is any, could we shed some light on that? Very difficult questions to solve. The board previously completed chapter 1 and chapter 3, which was work very well done. And although it is, of course, very easy to revisit all the decisions that have been made at that point, our initial decision has been not to reopen those those chapters that we had revised in conjunction with the FESB. We have said, however, that should our decisions on the other chapters have consequences for chapter 1 and 3, that we then obviously look if we would have to make changes to chapter 1 and 3. Well, I know that some of you have looked at chapter 1 and 3 and have initiated or have expressed the opinion that it might be necessary to take another look at that. We'll hear that in the discussion. But we our preliminary decision has to be that has been that we would like to make changes as limited as possible, since we have an enormous task ahead of us, which will, as you will see in the discussions that follow, will really require all our concentration and energy. Although this is an ISB only project, we are very happy to have a secondment from the FESB. Ron Lott is on board. He wrote the measurement chapters that you have seen, very good paper. So we're very grateful for that support. We're still in discussion with other standard setters about possible secondments. And we plan to have the discussion paper out in July of this year. So this is a really good opportunity for you to give us feedback on the initial papers that have been written, and to give the staff more thoughts about which they might be able to include in the discussion paper in July. Then after that, we will have a prolonged period of exposure, common periods, and then the real work. I mean, the real work has started, but then it becomes even more serious as we work towards the exposure draft. We plan to have very intensive discussions with you, and we also expect that some of you would probably like to contribute papers for the discussions as we have them here. So indeed, this is going to be the consultative group on the conceptual framework. We will obviously also have connections with the academic world and others who want to contribute to this project, but this is going to be the main consultative group. I would like to see if there are any questions at this point, and then I would like to hand over to Peter.
Can I just point out the mechanics? All the microphones are on, so don't chat amongst yourself, it'll go public. And so you don't need to push the button or anything, just raise your flag if you want to speak, and you can speak directly.
Any questions or comments at this point?
Sorry, we just may need to put the blinds down to get people to focus, actually.
Okay.
Yes, just so much sunshine.
Thank you.
fit my film.
Okay. Peter, would you like to kick off?
Yeah, thanks, Hans. Good morning, everybody.